Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today it's the finals of the 2020 Make-Believe March Madness National Basketball Championship. Before we give you the results of the Monday night finale, let's remind you who our final foe participants were. From the South region, it was number 12 seed Stephen F. Austin. And from the Midwest region, the champion was Villanova. However, in our finals for this year, in the first tournament ever played that never was played, the championship was decided between Gonzaga and Dayton. And after 21 years of participating in the annual March Madness College Basketball Tournament, the wait is finally over for Gonzaga. The Bulldogs, the number one West seed in this fake 2020 SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness basketball tournament, finished off a stellar season with a convincing 76-68 win over the surprising East Region champion Dayton Flyers on Monday night in Atlanta. Coach Mark Few's teams have been knocking on the door for several years. Gonzaga, which has won the West Coast Conference regular season title 19 of the last 20 years, has bloomed from a perennial underdog in this March tournament into a national powerhouse over the past several years. Their lone basketball resume blemish was the lack of a national championship. But this time, though, it was the Zags cutting down the nets after Monday night's fake finale. Gonzaga, which subdued South champion Stephen F. Austin on Saturday, continued to rely on its dominating front court to provide enough offense to wear down the East number one seed from the Atlantic 10 Conference, Dayton. The Flyers trailed by only 39-36 at the half and kept this game close throughout. However, several missed free throw attempts during the last 10 minutes thwarted a final comeback attempt by Dayton. The Zags were led in scoring by their sophomore third-team All-American, Filip Petrušev. The 6'11 forward from Belgrade, Serbia, scored a game-high 25 points on Monday night while adding 9 rebounds and 2 block shots. He was named as the SwampSwami.com Make-Believe March Madness Tournament MVP. Dayton, which ended its regular season with an impressive record of 35-3, put 4 players in double figures, led by senior guard Trey Landers with 14. First-team All-American forward Obi Toppin added 13 points and 10 rebounds for the Flyers. Toppin recently announced that he does plan to head to the NBA rather than return for his final year of college eligibility at Dayton next season. Dayton's coach Anthony Grant, who was fired, by the way, after 6 seasons at the University of Alabama, just concluded his 3rd year at the school and recently won the National College of the Year honors. With his best player departing, Grant's name is already being circulated for a number of high-profile college coaching positions. On the other side of the court, Gonzaga's Mark Few has been with his program since 1989, first as an associate, and since 1999 as the head basketball coach. With a career overall winning percentage of nearly 83% and a conference winning percentage of 90%, the soft-spoken Mark Few has quietly built Gonzaga into a men's basketball powerhouse in Spokane. With this year's triumph, the team's actions on the court have spoken louder than their humble coach's words. So congratulations to Gonzaga. They are the winners of this year's first, and hopefully last, SwampSwami.com 2020 Make-Believe March Madness Basketball Tournament. Hope you enjoyed the action. Come back and see us soon.